Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, we got Glenn Spencer of American Patrol. Say what's really in the amnesty bill. Then Terry Anderson from L.A. talk about how they openly say it's Mexico there now. Bush says it's not amnesty. I've read the latest version of the bill. It is not amnesty. It is complete pardon for taxes, criminals, child molesters. You couldn't make this up. Instantly, with no background check, no ID, not even a 24-hour wait, you're given a Social Security card. It's designed to incentivize them coming here. Shifting gears, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, in closing. And, of course, you can just type Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or Paul Roberts into Google. He writes for a great syndicated press group, and he's published all over the place. Just unbelievable researcher and mind on these things, on so many key issues, and just cuts right to the bone. And we of course, link to his stories every day at PrisonPlanet.com. Dr. Roberts, just in closing, I mean, Pat Buchanan, but not just Pat Buchanan now, even Bennett was on TV saying this may actually cause a realignment and destroy the Republican Party. But I think that may be part of the plan with Bush, kind of passing the baton. And Ron Paul's campaign manager agreed first hour that, yeah, they're planning to hand it over to the Democrats and that they want to hurt the Republicans because they want to get the globalist agenda through in a neocon Democrat alliance. Just this incredible America-killing legislation, what's your take on it?
Well, I'm flabbergasted. I don't have a take on it. It makes no sense from the standpoint of any interest group I can think of. It's certainly not in the interest of the American people. It's not in the interest of either party. And it would be very interesting to know if you could find out who drafted the bill, who pushed it, who are the groups that think that this is beneficial.
I know who. It is the Defense Department, namely. Then it's the Fortune 500. You name them. This is one of the biggest lobbying efforts in the last decade. Hundreds of millions been spent. And Kennedy.
But Alex, the Fortune 500 is not hiring unskilled labor. They haven't got any need for these people. These people are taking other kinds of jobs. And there's no real need to amnesty them for them to take these jobs. So the whole approach is something very odd about it. I suppose what it effectively does is to destroy the meaning of citizenship. And maybe it's part of some plot to destroy the meaning of American citizenship.
No, that's it. You hit the nail on the head. No, that's it. It is for the North American Union. It is to, because the ID card, the guest worker card, is the same federal standardization that citizens will get, and then now we're going to have IDs to have jobs, and then they're still going to selectively enforce on them. So that's it.
Now it's still hard to see. It seems to do so much harm, even to the very notion of a country. So whoever stands to take it over has got a spoiled product when he gets it. So it's very difficult for me to comprehend what is behind this. You know, I don't know. Do you know VDARE, the immigration site, VDARE and Peter Brimlow?
Yeah, it's excellent.
You might get Peter on to see if he has a because that's a single issue for them, and I have to cover so many issues.
Well, I know your columns appear there. Well, I mean, I just wanted to just as a citizen and a statesman to see this happen to your country. How do you feel?
Well, I feel like they've taken the meaning of citizenship away. I mean, why don't they just amnesty the entire population of Mexico or China or everybody?
I hear you. I want to get you back up again next month. God bless you. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for the time.
So long, Alex.
Take care. We'll be right back.
Do
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to break down here in just a moment with Glenn Spencer exactly why they're killing America. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts just couldn't understand it just from a political or economic position. We know why. We'll break it down. We're about to go to Glenn Spencer. Then we got Terry Anderson coming up as well in about 25 minutes. I want to tell you about blacklistedherbs.com. They have a great product called Shilajit from Shilajit from the Tibetan Mountains in Nepal and the Himalayas. 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. It's like this deposit from these mountain fungus and mountain different types of moss that grow. And it's well documented. It is Shilajit. 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. Solutions from science. And Thomas, Illinois, has got an offer. No credit card number, no check, no nothing. You just call up, order your 3-month supply, your bottle of it. They send you the invoice, and if you want to order more, you pay for what you got before, and you send off for the new bottle. That's believing in your product, folks. Check out Shilajit from blacklistedherb.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb, that's singular, blacklistedherb.com. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.com, and there on the right-hand side, you can click on the banner. Now, why would they bring in 30 million illegals, legalize them for chain migration, give them more tuition than citizens, give them 5 years tax amnesty, when we know, and these are the Fed's own numbers, the average illegal alien takes triple in services, from welfare to roads to everything, to the births, triple, on average, right at triple. It's not quite triple. Right at, in L.A., it's higher. It's more than triple. But on average, here in Texas, it's triple. In services, why? Why, when they know, why would they incentivize? Why would they? Why would the, our own government and the Ford Foundation fill these people full of anti-American hate? It's globalism, folks. It's sacrifice on the altar of globalism, as Glenn Spencer said many times. Why would they get us into a no-win war? While building a fence around Iraq and Afghanistan, but we can't have one. It's about North American Union. This new national ID card is the guest worker program. We all get our ID card. This is the end of the country, period. With El Sinicho, I got cops on tape going, we don't care if you don't like it. We speak Spanish here. By the way, it was in the San Antonio Express News in 98 that you are not allowed to speak English in the court proceedings. And I thank God it's finally in the news, but Anderson Cooper runs whitewashes. Glenn Spencer, I've been watching AmericanPatrol.com. I've been tracking your great analysis. Looks like they've got a good chance of passing it out of the Senate tomorrow. The House could pass it. Looks like they may have the votes. And Bush plans to sign this on the 4th of July. How on earth do we stop it, my friend?
Well, I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to ship today, a little later on, in about 3 hours, by email and file transfer protocol, a special report, which will be in the hands of Senator Sessions this afternoon and some other senators, as a result of our aerial survey of the border. We completed this on June 5th. We have been processing the data ever since.
They've built nothing to speak of. It's all a sham.
Yeah, and but the way we're going to present it to them, we've come up with a way. You know what Google Earth is?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
What that is?
Yes, sir.
And you can sit there and zoom in. You can look at the Earth, and you can zoom in to Arizona, and you can zoom in to Sierra Vista. You can zoom in to Apache Sky Road, where I live, and you can zoom in and see my house, right? So what we've done is we've taken about 200 high-resolution photographs of the border from part of New Mexico, all of Arizona, and all of California with our aircraft, plus high-definition video. We have then gone in and documented exactly what is going on at the border. We put then these little push pins and other symbols at each place where we have one of these photographs which reveal what's going on. This whole system is going to be sent to the senators this afternoon.
And you click on it, you click on it, and it shows you.
And it shows you, for example, here's where this kind of barrier starts. This is where it ends. This is how long it is. Here's the hole in the fence. Here's another hole in the fence. Here are thousands of vehicle tracks coming right off of Mexico Highway 2 right into the United States. We've got 80 miles of border in Arizona where there is no fence, nothing. And Mexico Highway 2 is 700 feet, parallels the border.
And they just turn. They just turn and drive right on.
And we have the proof of it because we have photo after photo after photo of these tire tracks pulling right off of Mexico Highway 2 and driving north. And we have not just that, but it is the most complete survey of the border ever done.
But bottom line, the Congress knows it's all a fraud and knows it's a scam,
yeah,
and a liar.
Are
you planning to shame them? Are you planning to shame them?
Absolutely. They don't know that you're going to know. That's going to scare the pants off of them. When the people finally see for themselves what is really there, and we will prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that Chertoff is lying. He is lying. They have installed 2 miles of double fence since the president signed the Secure Fence Act of 2006.
And they had illegal aliens build that, and that was in the news.
No, we don't know about that. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Glenn, you must have missed it. If you type into Google.
No, I saw that. The fencing contractor had hired subcontractors who were hiring illegal aliens.
Yeah. My point is that's really happening. I mean, look, what do you expect from a foreign government chieftain to be doing?
But the point I'm trying to make, and this is going to scare the pants off them. I don't think this is going to pass tomorrow. I think they're going to kill this thing tomorrow. But if they don't, we're going to expose them. Chertoff said they're going to have 150 miles of fence built.
But Glenn, you didn't think they were going to get cloture.
Well, they no, they didn't get close. They got, in other words, they agreed to continue to debate this bill.
Yes.
They have a cloture vote tomorrow. I don't think it's going
to
pass.
But they got cloture to bring it out for a vote tomorrow.
No, tomorrow is to shut off debate.
Yeah, we know Bush's plan, and then take it to a vote. We know Bush's plan was to sign on the 4th of July. Again, tell people about the website so they can go there and see this for themselves and email this.
Not yet. I'm just finishing it up. I've been working night and day for 2 weeks to put this, the way we're presenting this, you can't argue with it. It's right there.
Well, I was looking at your site last night. It's a pretty good picture right now of how it's wide open.
Oh, well, you haven't seen anything. I'm withholding this stuff until the entire package is in the hands of the U.S. Senate. I'm just going to tell you, when the people see what is actually down there, and I will tell you this, let me just say this, anybody out there who has a kid or anybody that they know who has been hurt by drugs from Mexico, there was one person, one organization principally responsible, the government of the United States of America. They could have stopped it, and we're going to prove it. But this has been the greatest
betrayal. Well, of course they don't want to stop it, Glenn. They're laundering the money.
Of course. But now, talking about it is one thing. Having the absolute graphic proof to show the people, we have 80 miles of border. There isn't. This is on the very Goldwater bombing range, and the reason you haven't seen it before is you can't go there. You can't drive there. You can't even fly over it because
they use government land as a place to bring their preciouses.
But you cannot. No reporter can go down.
They're wowsies over, yeah.
But let me explain how we got pictures of it. I got the FAA guys that I know to allow us to fly along the border, all along the Arizona border. In Mexico. And we were flying at 500 feet. So we flew along the border in Mexico, right along the border. You can't fly over the Barry Goldwater Range. The airspace there is restricted up to 80,000 feet. So we flew it. And we took pictures of stuff nobody's ever seen before.
Tell folks what you saw in a nutshell.
We have evidence of the greatest betrayal of the American people in the history since 1776.
It is. It's total betrayal while Chertoff gets up there looking like some kind of space alien, telling us the border is secure and they show images of troops. It's total Hollywood, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have proof that he ordered all construction on the border fence halted on March 20th.
He's got to ensure the destruction of the country for the globalists.
Absolutely.
Dr. Roberts couldn't understand. He knows what they're doing. He just can't believe.
Well, remember what Peter Brimelow said in Alien Nation. He said this is Adolf Hitler's posthumous revenge. That what happened after World War II was all of the brains and the globalists got together and said, we cannot have this happen again. We're going to open up. We're going to mix everybody. We're going to have diversity. There are not going to be any nation states. We're not going to be any one race. Everybody's going to be mixed up in a big jumble to avoid what Hitler did. Of course, who stopped Hitler, you know, right? But that's what, and I believe that Peter Brimelow is right. This is Adolf Hitler's posthumous revenge on America.
Well, that's funny. You know about the treaty and the plan of San Diego, the German World War One plan to have the Mexicans attack the U.S., and then Hitler tried it again in World War Two, and that's where a lot of these ideas come from.
Well, you see, both World War One was started in part because of a possible alliance between Germany and Mexico. You know that.
Yeah, but people don't know that.
No. And that's what prompted Wilson to declare war on Germany.
Tell folks about that affair.
Yeah, well, that was the famous, what was it? I'm trying to remember that. It was a famous memo.
That's why it's called the such-and-such affair. I'm trying to...
Right. No, it's the memo. It's like the Zalberg memo.
I'm having one of those moments. It'll pop in my head.
Yeah, I'll get it in a second. It was a memo sent by the foreign minister of Mexico, of Germany, to Mexico, saying if they would join them in the war against the United States, if they win, they would get back to Southwest.
Well, they also then had the German plan of San Diego, which they executed during World War One and killed 23 people in one night. Mexico attacked us during World War One. I mean, they hate this country, folks, with a passion that is bottomless. I mean, it is just, and they talk about how much they love us on the news.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 27, 2007. Gold 641, 70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $662.69, $327.05 for half, $163.53 for quarter. That's $662.69, $327.05, and $163.53. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British...
All right, Glenn Spencer's our guest. Been fighting this for a long time. And again, it's total theater. Oh, the people of Mexico love us. Oh, they just want to pick strawberries. Oh, they just want to... Total baloney, folks. Billboards saying this is Mexico. Flyers saying they're going to kill everyone as soon. I mean, folks, you cannot make this type of stuff up. Glenn, I've talked to a lot of experts. I spent 4 hours last night just looking at this, looking at the votes. When Bush makes these arrogant statements like I'll see at the signing statement, in the past he's always gotten what he wanted. We have to take this very serious, don't we? Shouldn't we be physically going to the Capitol to tell the politicians? Shouldn't we be calling them right now? I mean, you know, they try to take our energy calling for true reform and security and sovereignty and then try to go, oh, it's reform. We're going to legalize it. I mean, where does it go from here? And did you dig up the document between the Germans and the Mexicans about taking over the U.S.?
It's the Zimmerman telegram. You can go into Wikipedia. The telegram instructed the ambassador to approach the Mexican government with a proposal to form a military alliance against the United States. It was intercepted and decoded by the British, and its contents hastened the entry of the United States into World War One. Now, listen to this. World War One led to World War Two. Okay? And then the Cold War. And all of this disaster of the 20th century could well have been precipitated by the Reconquistas.
Well, I know this. Mexico is the only country I know of that has two animals killing each other on the face, and I'm calling it the wicked Jolly Roger of the South. And I mean, I'm just sick of it, Glenn. I'm tired. We're supposed to sit here and you know, take all this bull. Watching the TV going, oh, the sweet illegals love you. They love America. That's total bull, isn't it?
Well, we know that, a Zogby poll found that the majority of Mexicans believe this is their land and they have a right to come and take it. I mean, this is a hostile operation. And I think what they're afraid of in Washington is if they don't cave in, they're going to get mad at us. But
now, you've been predicting burn, baby, burn for a long time.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. This is going to end up in a major civil conflict. There's no question about it.
And they want to, and the government wants to hurry and get another 30 mil in to ensure New World Order victory when they go for the burn, baby, burn.
Absolutely.
That's it. They need the amnesty now because if they don't have enough of their forces, they're going to lose the fight. They know it.
But the reason
rushing the gates. Are they not rushing the gates right now?
They are rushing. Let me tell you something right now. This morning, and I have a computer that has an indicator of how busy the traffic is, okay? We are at probably... one of the highest levels of border crossings right now here at NACO that I've seen.
That's right. You've got sensors.
Well, we have that, but we have another way of measuring it. I don't want to tell you. But I would say it's well above average for the last 24 hours. They're flooding across right now. Right now. I can guarantee that.
But then I have video of people in Little Rock, Arkansas, good-looking, you know, good family kids, clean cut, just out skateboarding. And the cop just freaks out and starts slamming the girl's head in the ground and screaming. He's obviously mentally ill, running around. I mean, I see this cops all the time now act like citizens or demons, clean cut Americans, Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter. And then, but the illegals are like God. I mean, is it starting to hurt the globalist clan that the news is coming out that cops let them go and they're above the law?
I think it is. I think that the bashing of Americans, as we saw that happened with those Duke lacrosse players, you know, the people are beginning to see that there is an epidemic of attacks on Americans in our own country, and a defilement of our flag and our nation and our history and our heritage. And this is why these senators are. I've been watching this now all day. And they're at each other, and they understand just how important this is.
Well, they need to know that all the Diebold machines in the world aren't going to help them if they pass this.
Well, they're not going to pass this. It is so outrageous. It is so wrong. And all of the procedures they are using to push this past the Senate without debate are angering. It's making
hey, I know you're super busy. Can I keep you 5 more minutes? I want you to be able to say hi to Terry Anderson.
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, stay there. Terry Anderson straight ahead as well. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Bush likes to say you're either with us or against us. Let me tell you something. If you're not for the sovereignty of this country, and if you don't know that this is the literal gutting of it, this is a fatal blow. If they are able to get this through and then implement, we're going to fight it at the state level and city level. We're not done fighting. If you don't know, this is either with us or against us. And it doesn't matter. The media tries to tell all Hispanics, you've got to join this, though the Gallup polls, again, show the 91% of Americans average together that are against it. Almost 70% of Hispanics, when polled, aren't for this amnesty. Because they know they're Americans, too. We're always talking about Hispanics all day because it's Mexico, rabidly anti-U.S. to our south. They didn't have the Southwest. They couldn't keep it from the natives. They grabbed a bunch of land that was Guatemala's. Bunch of their south wasn't theirs. It was all up for grabs. But this is the U.S. now. And the point is, we can't merge with a third world population. Now, I got Glenn Spencer on the line with me. I want to bring Terry Anderson up. He has a syndicated radio show. And talking about the most fiery hour radio I know of. And we got links to their websites, both American Patrol and Terry Anderson's website. up on InfoWars.com right now. Terry Anderson, Glenn Spencer, it's good to have you both on together at the same time. Terry, this is the big test right now. They're trying to ram this through, but even if we beat this bill, they have legalization by fiat. They're already legalized in 800-plus cities.
You know, that's what Feinstein is saying, Alex. She's saying this is a de facto amnesty, and nobody's doing anything about it. Well, we want to do something about it. She just won't let us, and we wanted to deport these people out of our country. That's what we want to do, but she fights us every step of the way on that one. So don't tell us that it's a de facto amnesty and nobody's doing anything. She's handcuffed the American people.
I mean, give us your boil down on this legislation, your take on why it's bad, how we fight it, where this fight's going, where the momentum is.
Alex, this is the world's worst legislation. Even those who like it don't like it. But the reason patriotic Americans don't like it, because it's what you just said. Our sovereignty's going down the drain. We are going to become the third world by importing these people. And here's what gets me about it. These people run away from a country that they don't like. Okay, they come here illegally, and then they start making demands that they want to be legalized. Then they bring all of the third world conditions here that they ran away from, and all of a sudden, guess what? Now there's a place here that they don't want to live anymore either. They're moving from California to other parts of the country, and when they ask them, why are you moving? Oh, it's too many illegals in California, and they're illegals themselves. They have turned this into a cesspool, into a unlivable situation for Americans and for themselves by bringing the third world conditions here. And now what this bill is going to do is legitimize them and make them legal residents of this country. People say it makes them citizens.
And attach them to the welfare tit immediately. And this lie that they contribute so much, the average illegal takes almost triple in services what they ever pay in taxes. And I've never heard of American citizens getting a five-year income tax pardon.
How many of them do you know that have less than three kids? All of them have three, four, five kids. But let's say the guy's got two. That'll qualify him for the Guinness Book of Records. But let's say he's got two children. Here in California, that's $15,000 a year for those two kids just to educate them. Now, what illegal alien from whatever country in the world do you know who's paying $15,000 in taxes? And that's just for the education. That's not for any subsidized housing he's got. That's not for any time the kid gets a snotty nose and has to go to the emergency room. These are additional costs, but just the education is $7,500 per child. Nobody pays that kind of tax at that level of work. No way. And this bill, Alex, is going to absolutely kill us if it goes in.
I mean, Terry, I have trouble paying my property taxes on my house right now, and they're talking about going up again.
Somebody's got to pay for these people. Nobody rides free. Somebody's got to pay for these people. My son told me one day, he works for FedEx. He told me, he says, you know, he showed me his paycheck, how much taxes they had taken out of his paycheck. He says, why don't they just let me have the money and I'll go to these neighbors we have with these illegal alien neighbors. I'll just give them $200 a week and cut out the middleman. It's simple that way. Get rid of the paperwork. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's outrageous what they're trying to do to us.
Absolutely. Jump in here, Glenn Spencer, with any takes on...
Let me just say, Terry is my number one hero. He has been right about this. He's testified before the House of Representatives. He's been out there chewing them up for years and years.
Well, let me stop you right there, Glenn. I remember when people thought this guy was crazy, Alex. Glenn would make statements about what was going to happen in 10 years, and even I said, well, I like Glenn, but he's a little far out on that one. Every single thing that Glenn said back in 1993, 1994, 1995 has come to pass. Every single prediction he made has come to pass. This guy was a fortune teller and an oracle for his time, and nobody listened.
Well, I have the Associated Press here. Arsonist illegals burning out U.S. border security agents. I mean, they admittedly are shooting at and burning everything down. In Arizona, what, in one night they set fire to 12 houses? I mean, my God, we're under military attack.
Well, the drug smugglers are out here burning up our wildlife to divert the Border Patrol and the police so they can bring the drugs across, starting forest fires. It's outrageous.
Gentlemen, may I just jump in here for a second and say this? On this bill, anything in it that will help the Mexicans will be implemented. Anything in it, such as building the fence, enforcing at the job site, will not be done. They will never have to pay a fine. They will never have to earn learn English. But I just have to say this as I close. One of the things that we have to prove is that they are a bunch of liars, and this is what the American people believe. They cannot. Our government cannot be trusted. And right now I'm involved in getting a report back to Congress and to my friends back there that proof that that Chertoff and the president are lying about what they're doing right now.
When will we be able to, the citizenry, see this report so we can get it out to everybody?
I'm going to get this out in about 3 hours.
Okay, give us the website. We're going
to
be linking to
the Heritage Foundation and then over to Sessions and some of the others. And it is proof positive, airtight, that they are lying about what they're doing right now.
But when is it going to go up on the American Border Patrol site?
Probably won't be up until Monday.
Okay. Thank you so much, Glenn, for joining us. Anything else?
That's it.
God bless you,
Terry.
Good talking to you, buddy.
You bet. Terry Anderson, again, I wouldn't have known about all this if my wife hadn't grown up in Spain and didn't speak Spanish, or if I didn't have a lot of friends and family that spoke it. And I remember my Hispanic friends in high school telling me, hey, you know the illegals hate America, we got to get them out of here. And I thought it was some test to see if I was racist.
Right.
Later I found out, no, they cared about America. They were telling me the truth because I was this, you know, little, you know, liberal slash, you know, guilty, politically correct person. I mean, it's hard to admit that your government is merging you with a country that hates your guts.
They absolutely are doing that, and it is hard to admit it. It's hard to get your mind around, Alex, but let's be real about this. The government agenda and the American people's agenda is different. What do we want from life? We want to be free. We don't want to live in tyranny, and we want to be left the hell alone. That's all we ask. We want to be left alone. We want to live in peace and die. That's all we want to do. We want to have a decent life, raise our kids, and someday slip away very nice and quiet and peacefully. But they're not leaving us that. What they are leaving us is a situation where we're going to have to, as the man says, go to the mattresses over this thing. I mean, if they don't fix this thing, and I don't advocate violence, but I do predict it, if they shove this down our throats, if Harry Reid and this rotten President Bush, who was the worst president of my lifetime, and the rest of this Congress who is against us, if they shove this down our throats, they're going to pay a price for it, and I'm not just talking at the ballot box.
I got a question for you. Why is it okay, and it's admitted that in L.A., the illegal aliens are targeting blacks and killing black men every day, why is it okay to even put out publications and call whites gringos and blacks mayatas, means blackbird, it's like the N-word in Mexico? Why is that so acceptable? Why does our media work so hard to cover that up, or cover up the military attacks or the drug dealers, the rocket attacks? Or
allow me to answer a question with the question, Alex, and I believe in direct answers, and I will answer your question. But let me answer it with the question first. Why is it when Hispanics are victims of hate crimes, they're Hispanics, but when Hispanics commit hate crimes, they're white? Explain that one to me. And we're talking about on all the paperwork, when they're victims, they're Hispanic, but when they commit the crimes, they're considered a Caucasian. Explain that one to me. The reason why this is going on, if a white man or a white group was doing to us in Los Angeles, with some, and not all Hispanics, because they're not all racist, you and I know that, but the ones who are perpetrating this against us, if white people were doing this to us, the Black Caucus, Messy Jesse, the Reverend Al, and all the rest of his group would be marching in
the army, like Eisenhower would be in there.
No justice, no peace. And everybody would bring the National Guard and fix this problem. But the fact that it's a, quote, and I hate this word, but I will use it, a, quote, minority, unquote, they can get away with it. And it's really sad. And let me do a disclaimer here, and I don't usually do these. There are some great people in Mexico. There are some wonderful people who have stayed down there and made a life for themselves. Some of them are struggling. They're not making great livings, but they're staying down there trying to build a country as we're trying to build ours. The enemy of us are the ones who cross this border into our country. They instantly become my enemy. The enemy is also the guy that gives them a job, the bank that gives them a loan, the credit card company that gives them a credit card, and our rotten government who allows this to be done to us American citizens of all races.
Well, Mexico would have had a real revolution and would have real freedom. They got triple the resources. That's official number. Triple the gold, the oil, the timber, the minerals.
It's one of the most beautiful places. Alex, I've been down to the southern border of Mexico, okay?
I have too.
It is one of the most beautiful countries I have ever seen in my life. It is absolutely
But they're able to export their masses here, just like Castro tried, to stop a rebellion. They're using us as a steam valve.
When your boiler gets old and you're afraid it's going to explode, but you can't afford a new one, you put a relief valve on it. It gets to a certain pressure, it blows off, and the boiler stays intact. And that's what they've done. They've used us as a relief valve. They're blowing off the pressure of chaos and anarchy down there by allowing their people to, and encouraging their people to come to our country and invade us, and therefore making it where they don't have to make any changes.
Well, for those that don't know, Mexico has riots in every major city almost every payday because they bring in the poor Indian populations into the cities, and they get paid. And my parents have been in Mexico, in even a resort town, when the paycheck happens, you see the army out, and then there's people rioting. I mean, Mexico's on the edge of revolution every second.
I was recently, and I'm talking a couple months ago, in Chiapas. And I witnessed something right downtown Chiapas in the town square down there. There was all these people lined up under a tent. And we asked what was going on. They were there to get their poor folks' check. And yeah, there was military there. There was guns. And the people were very orderly, and they filed in and got their checks and everything. But it just struck me as strange that, you know, here they've got this situation down here where people don't have any work. With all these resources, why is there no work?
Because the elite is so greedy, they won't even make foreign deals with corporations to get the resources out. They have the most billionaires of any country, not per capita, period. They have the richest elite in the world per capita, folks.
They do. And there are some very successful people down there. And you know what strikes me, too, what people don't know. I've been to Guadalajara, I've been to Oaxaca, I've been to Tuxtla Gutierrez, I've been to Merida, I've been to Tabasco, all these places I've been to. You see people coming and going, there's Blockbusters, there's McDonald's, there's Kentucky Fried Chicken. You see people coming and going, they all drive new cars. They're little bitty piece of junk cars, but they're still new. There's office buildings. These places are thriving. The problem is they don't have a trickle down to those at the bottom. There's no trickle down. Either there you've got it or you don't have it and nothing in between. The guys working at McDonald's can't eat there. You know?
No, that's the thing, and that's what the global elite want. They want that system with 5% got a little and then 1% got it all, and then the people under it, 94% don't have anything.
Well, and there are some good people down there, and I'm telling you, they are going to rise up someday, and it's going to be
chaos. No, I know. That's what hurts me is that you've either got really good, hard-working peasant people, but then by the time they get up here, they're filled with all this culture of hate America and be a spoiled gangster. And it's just sick. I mean, you know, and it's the best of times, worst of times, love-hate relationship, because I'm just somebody sitting here reading the literature about how they're going to take down America, and I'm supposed to play along like they like us? I mean, it's not
true. You're a racist. You're a racist if you don't play along. You're a xenophobe. You're a nativist if you don't play along with it. You have to go for this as a gringo. And that's what's so stupid. They think we're just going to sit here and take this. They can't win this. They can't win it. The only way they win it is if we let them and we keep listening to this government who tells us, you know, just be cool. Don't say anything. We'll handle it. Don't worry. We're going to handle this for you, and we're going to make it right. Yeah.
If we wait on that,
we'll be drowned.
Sure, but I mean, just 5, 6, 7 years ago, you'd have one party in favor, one out. You'd have one party with a 35% approval rating, the other with a 65. You know, it would fluctuate a few points, but you know, they could con us with one party or the other. People still bought the scam. Now there's 14% for all of Congress. Cheney's got 10%, 11%. Bush has got 26. I mean, this is the lowest approval ratings across the board ever. Now people don't believe a word comes out of the government because they've been caught in so many lies. So in a way, I think this is the beginning of our victory. What do you say?
I think it's really, really changing. You're absolutely right. I think we're starting. We've climbed a hill and we're looking over the horizon now. Something I didn't know if we were going to see or not, but we are. American people have woken up. You know, Alex. Come on. They have really been hard on Congress lately, as they should. These people are angry, and every talk show, even the Hannitys, the Kool-Aid drinkers, even those guys are saying they've never seen the level of anger on any subject in the history of their being on radio. Hannity's been on radio 20 years. He says he's never seen this. He's never seen people this
angry.
And
now Hillary and Boxer and Feinstein denied it last week. Now they admit they do want to shut down talk radio, and they've done
it before. Absolutely. And, buddy, you and me first. We'll be the first to go. That's what they want to do because they can't control us, and they are afraid that our ideas are going to spread like wildfire, and that's exactly what's happening. Is talk radio controlling the country right now? I think so. Thank God. Thank God.
And that's only certain pockets like your syndicated show on how many stations?
We're on the RBN network on a bunch of stations, plus we're on KFNX in Phoenix, KDWN in Vegas, and KRLA in L.A.
We're on quite a few
stations. We're getting out there, and you know why our show is successful, Alex? It has nothing to do with me being a good talk show host. It's the subject matter. People are angry and they want to vent. We took calls Sunday night from about 11 different states. About 11 different states called into our show, and we're talking about a half an hour we have for calls. We were running calls in and out for 30 minutes, and I'm telling you, these people are hot. They are angry. I've never seen anything like this. I've been involved in this since 93, and right now today, I would tell you the level of anger is so high.
You wait till the illegal aliens are running around with Mexican flags burning down U.S. cities. It is over then.
Well, you know, we got a picture of a guy on our website setting an American flag on fire right here in downtown L.A.
Give him your website.
TheCarrieAndersonShow.com. And that picture has incited a lot of people. Here's a guy lighting the guy next to him's got a Mexican flag wrapped around him. The guy lighting the match is burning an American flag. This is outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous. And let's be real, it's not all of them, but it's enough of them where I wonder why the ones who aren't doing it aren't saying, hey, man, don't do that. You make us all look bad. They must like it, too, because they allow it.
Well, I know you saw the video of the guy who was protesting against him in Seattle, and they slammed his face in the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And the illegals all celebrate. Terry Anderson, do you think we'll be able to beat this current legislation?
I think we will. If not in the Senate, definitely in the House.
All right.
My opinion.
Terry Anderson, thank you for spending time with us, my friend.
My pleasure, buddy. Anytime.
God bless you. All right, we're going to come back with a final segment with some other key news. It's all incredible. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Final segment. Tomorrow I'm going to try to have open phones for the entire show to talk about the amnesty, end of America bill. Open talk from England to the U.S. about shutting down internet, free speech, talk radio, everything. Just open discussion. Taxing the web. They'll do it by hook or by crook. They're not playing games. They want to bring this country down. And I just feel sorry for Hispanic Americans because they're good, hard-working, smart, patriotic people. I mean, it's a fact. Statistically, more Congressional Medal of Honor winners are Hispanic than any other group racially. They love this country. I know it's very saddening for them to see all this happening. I know a lot of their ancestors came here from Mexico. Sure, this was Mexico, whatever. I understand, but it's not this new crop, and it's not the people from southern and central Mexico. And you speak Spanish out there, you hear it all. You know full well better than I what's going on. And you cannot expect the American people, regardless of race, color, or creed, to go along with this. We have to fight it. I mean, my God, people start saying they want to bring my country down, folks. I'm going to get aggressive, and I'm going to fight back. When you got the evil New World Order pushing it, I mean, that should tell you right there. Again, I don't see the local Hispanic leaders when I've gone to fight for Hispanic families having CPS take their children. I don't see the local Hispanic groups. No, they go along with the El Jefes and the city government, see. I don't see the black leaders when I'm out there fighting for blacks. I fight for everybody, folks. I fight for justice. And I want you to know, I care about you all. I want you all to know that I love you all, and I want us to all live in freedom. It upsets me when Iraqi children are being killed. It upsets me when those Russian children are being grabbed for snuff films. It just rips my guts out, folks, because I know that can happen to any of us. Now, we know what's going on. We figured out what's going on. Join us in the fight against the New World Order. Frankly, I wouldn't be as upset even about driving down the wages, though it would be bad for everybody's jobs, if the illegals wouldn't vote for gun control. That's the biggest issue right there, and they are coming in, and they've been voting anti-gun as soon as they're legalized. That's got to be stopped. I mean, it's just you're the enemy right there. Illegal aliens, you are the enemy, and you will be fought. You understand that? Period. You're aiding the New World Order, you're asking for it, and that's just the end of it. And I am just, I'm going full bore in the defense of this country. We go after all tyranny. That's what we do here. I hope you'll support us, folks. We need your financial support so that we can take care of our operations here and expand the websites and expand what we're doing and get more people in here and make better films. You know we're on the front lines of the fight. Get great videos while you're at it and support us, Infowars.com, and get the other videos we carry like American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles and Stones, the Police State Trilogy, all these great items that will really inform you at Infowars.com, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I want to thank all those that do have a membership. If you haven't renewed your membership, renew it. Endgame will be going up there weeks before it's even available. Second Edition Terror Storm will be going up there in just a couple weeks. Weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. What a wonderful activist tool to burn them to disk, to give them to people. If you've got a membership, use it. Burn them to disk. Get in there, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get the films that can or books that can answer your questions there, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Tomorrow we'll be talking about police out-of-control behavior and a bunch of other issues, too, with open phones. A bunch of clips we'll be getting to. But please support us. Please get the videos today. Don't wait. Go to InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.